Elton John, 95.9, Bob FM, Rocket Man at Bob. 9:15, as we make our way through the morning, Chet Denson is here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
That's a fabulous beard. We talked a lot about that beard. In fact, you walked in, I'm like, that is, there's a story there, right?
I worked in ammonia refrigeration for a while, and you can't grow anything that messes with the seal of your
oh,
safety,
right, yes,
scuba mask.
Yeah.
So after I worked here at the packing house in town for a couple of years in refrigeration, and then moved to Texas and worked at a packing house there.
So you never could have
a
beard. You had to be clean shaved.
Yeah. And then, well, and I had a goatee, but
right.
Then once I got a chance to get into service work,
you're like, I'm going to have the beard.
The day I quit was the last day I shaved, so.
And now here we are years later, and that thing's going right there. You look like a movie character, honestly.
Do you know?
You could be right in there. Yeah, snug up to that mic a little bit, too, if you will. Yeah. It would be, yeah. You could be like some kind of, like a Viking or something.
Well, believe it or not, before COVID,
you were in a movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people would come up and ask to touch my beard all the time. And
really?
Like, it's just, you wouldn't think that would be something people would do.
Right.
The invasion of that space is something that people just don't care. They
sometimes right, yeah.
They would come up and ask.
They're fascinated by it. They're going to go.
They are.
Yeah.
People don't really do it anymore since COVID.
Right.
But, yeah.
But back in the day, they were like, can I touch the beard?
Yes.
By the way, Chet is with Creekside Mechanical, and they do heating and air services in this area. That's what I thought. You were talking to me a little bit about it. When you have a beard like that, things are going to get in it from time to time. You said you've had like bugs and things hop in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, attics, being in attic spaces and being in those crawl spaces, you know.
You're talking about some kind of jumping spider. That freaked me out.
I don't really know what they are. They're like a cricket. Something. They got real big legs.
Right.
They cluster together like spiders, and the moment you get close to them or try to move them, they just
scatter. Is there a panic when you've had the large bug jump into your beard? Or
you know, I don't really care about bugs.
Right.
But I really don't like them on me.
Yeah.
So like when they jump on me or in my face,
and you don't really want them nesting in there. I mean,
yeah,
that
no.
could be a problem.
No, Peter Griffin with the the bird's nest in there.
That could be an issue.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And I would think, too, you know, when you have a business like you do, Creekside Mechanical, that people say, oh, that's the guy with a beard. I mean, it's kind of a calling card a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I have a buddy, my brother-in-law, actually, just started calling me Bearded One after I started growing it. And then if you look at the front of my truck, I have a license plate tag that says Bearded One. And then I actually on my hat too.
Oh,
so
very good.
You know, not one of those things where I want to make it part of my identity, but it's just it's there.
It kind of is becoming that. Yeah. That's true. And if they want to touch it, I mean, you should teach the beard to do autographs. If you could do that, it'd be perfect. Let's talk about some of the work you do, because this is that time of year. Boy, man, some of us, and I'm guilty of this too, we never think about our HVAC system until things go...
Until it's not working.
Yeah, that's when things really get nutty. And you leave that air conditioner off for just a little bit once it's 90 degrees, it stinks in your house. It's terrible. It's hot, it's sticky, it can get a weird smell to it. It's not good. That's where you come in, right?
Yeah, yeah, and And I say we, but it's just me.
Right.
I'm a one-man show. You know, we do regular checks and services, maintenances come out. That entails changing your filter if you want us to, if you don't do it yourself. Checking all your electrical connections, making sure everything's running the way it's supposed to be. Cleaning your coils out, making sure those aren't dirty, you know. Your outside condenser coil it sucks in all that dirt.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, you know, if that doesn't get cleaned off in the heat of the day, that head pressure inside your unit rises, and then it can kill a compressor, can kill your... capacitor, it can pop. The pressure gets high enough, it can pop a leak inside your line, and then you're
it really is amazing how well they run, because I mean, and it gets so hot and so and in this state so hot and so humid, boy, they will churn along for a while, but when they have a problem, we need you.
They tend to run really well, especially as long as they're taken care of,
sure,
and sized properly. And
I'll just confess to you, I've pulled a filter or two out of my system before, and I'm like, oh boy, that I waited way too long on that bad boy.
I tend to take a lot of pictures, and just for CYA and
right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, for customer profiles and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I have a few customers that I have notes on that remind me every year that, hey, you're going to be, it hasn't happened yet, but you're going to be getting a call because they're the ones that.
Don't change a filter. Yeah. Don't keep an eye on it. And it's important. I mean, you just got to, the air has to be flowing through there for things to work right.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, I had, I start my checks and services for summer and winter a little bit earlier.
Sure.
I usually get my customers that are on my contracts taken care of first, so I call them earlier than other customers. And I had one that had that I called, asked them if they want me to come out. They're like, no, we're gonna hold off a little bit. And then the next time I heard from them was it's not working.
And then things can freeze up and everything. It gets to be a mess. So you're important this time of year especially, but I would think there are certain times in the fall and certain times in the spring where your phone rings.
Yeah, so it's there's pretty much like four seasons, you know. You have summer, you have spring, fall, summer, and winter.
Right.
You know, so in the summer is when we get really busy, and then fall kind of levels out.
And then winter swings around, and that's another winter time.
Swings around, you know, gets busy again.
Sure.
And then spring pops back up, and we get kind of leveled
Starts
out.
Starts to pick up a little bit toward the end. I see. We're talking with Chet Denson with Creekside Mechanical. He does HVAC services in this area. If you want to call him, you can do it at 620-221-9620. And if you have some heating and cooling, you were saying too, and this is an interesting thing. I have some areas, and we have areas here where it's kind of a little bit weaker that the air comes through. You can do some things about that, you were saying?
There's definitely some things we can look at, or that I can look at, that can be done. You know, one of the things that I had brought up was that we could put in a booster fan.
Right.
You know, which is definitely an option. You always want to make sure that when you're doing that, that you have that the unit has enough extra airflow to be taken away from the whole other
system. I see. Okay.
This way. But yeah, that's definitely an option.
So, all right. Sometimes it's just a matter of how the venting was put in the first place. I mean, it just needs a little help.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I can see that.
Elbows and corners and bigger or smaller, all that effect goes in.
It was only recent, like just a few years ago, that I finally kind of got a good look at some ventilation systems. And sometimes, because of the way the house is, it has to get creative how you get the air to different places, and that can cause problems.
Yeah, it can. I mean, you know, especially with older houses, you know, I've actually on a job now where it has been my original first five different plans of the ductwork.
Right.
Kind of went to the side because the house.
You got to work around it.
Added on, and you know, the joists are going different ways, and it can be a real pain.
Yeah, over time. That's Chet Denson right there. Creekside Mechanical is what he calls the business, and he will come out and help you if you're having problems, and you're going to know him. He's the bearded one.
Yep. I always answer my phone too, so.
Oh, you do? Always? Yep, always. What's that number again?
620-221-9620.
So I'm just calling straight to you. I can get you right on the phone.
Yep.
I can say, Chet, it's hot in my house. Yep. I need you.
And I'll say, what's your address?
You come out there and check me out and get it all done. Yeah, this is that time of year. And there are like multiple things that can be wrong with your HVAC too. I mean, there are always a handful of things you're going to check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, usually if you're not getting airflow, you know, you want to check your blower motor. You want to check your filter, because if your filter's dirty, it's going to cause you to get less airflow, which can also cause your unit to freeze.
Yeah, and that's never good either.
No, it's not.
Then you got to thaw that bad boy. Everything you're mentioning, Chet, I've had that trauma in my life before.
So you would be one of my problem customers.
Thanks for probably so. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate
no problem.
It. That's Chet Denson, and he is with Creekside Mechanical. Give him a call, 221-9620. We'll be back, 95.9 Bob FM.